שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרי שמעתי של בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're studying the articles of Shemati of Baal HaSulam. Today we'll study Shemati 73, after the Tzimtzum. You can find the study materials in Sviva Tova and in the Aravut systems. Shemati 73, after the Tzimtzum. Rav, please.
Well, let's first read. And then we'll talk.
Shemati 73, after the Tzimtzum. After the Tzimtzum, the restriction, the first nine became the place of Kedusha, of holiness. And Malchut, over which there was the Tzimtzum, became the place of the worlds. There are two discernments to be made. One, a hollow place, which is a place for the klipot, the shells, whose essence is the desire to receive only for themselves. And two, a vacant place, meaning a place that became vacant for inserting what one chooses. Kedusha, or the opposite.
Had it
not been for the Tzimtzum, the whole of reality would have been in the form of simple light. Only after the Tzimtzum was there room for choosing to do bad or to do good. The abundance extends into that place through choosing the good. This is the meaning of what is written in the writings of the Ari, that the light of Ein Sof, of infinity, shines to the lower ones. Ein Sof is called the desire to the good to his creations. Although we discern many worlds, ten sefirot and other names, it all extends from Ein Sof, called the thought of creation. The name Sfira, singular of Sfirot, and world, are because the abundance that pours out from Ein Sof descends through that Sfira and world. This means that since the lower ones cannot receive his bounty without preparation and correction for the lower one to be able to receive, therefore corrections were made by which there is ability to receive. This is called Sfirot. In other words, each Sfira has its unique correction. And because of this, there are many discernments, but they are only with respect to the receivers. Since when the lower one receives the abundance from Ein Sof, he receives through a special correction, which adapts it to receive the abundance. This is the meaning of receiving through a special sfira, although there are no changes whatsoever in the abundance itself. Now you will understand the matter of the prayer that we pray to the Creator, which is the light of Ein Sof, being the connection that the Creator has with the creatures, called his desire to do good to his creations. Even though there are many names with the aim of the prayer, the interpretation is that the abundance will pour out through the corrections in the names, since precisely through the corrections in the names will the abundance be in the hands of the receivers.
That is all the article. The unique and short. Now I would like to hear some questions. Or we can read again.
Nikra.
אבל הרב, אולי אתה תעצר אותי בדרך, ככה יש פה מלא מלא.
Yeah, let's read again.
כן, אבל...
Maybe Rav, you'll stop me along the way and then ask me.
Yeah, but they need, nevertheless, where to stop.
אנחנו לומדים, הלימוד הוא כולל...
We study. Studying includes all these things. Besides that everything you've been told, things that you haven't been told. And according to the questions, we can add these things. Please.
לאחר הצמצום.
שמעתי 73.
נעשה ראשונות.
After the Tzimtzum, the restriction, the first nine became the place of Kiddusha, of holiness. And Malchut, over which there was the Tzimtzum, became the place of the worlds. There are two discernments to be made. One, a hollow place, which is a place for the klipot, the shells, whose essence is the desire to receive only for themselves, and two, a vacant place, meaning a place that became vacant for inserting what one chooses, Kedusha, or the opposite. Had it not been for the Tzimtzum, the whole of reality would have been in the form of simple light. Only after the Tzimtzum was there room for choosing to do bad or to do good. The abundance extends into that place through choosing the good. This is the meaning of what is written in the writings of the Ari, that the light of Ein Sof, infinity, shines to the lower ones. Ein Sof is called the desire to the good to his creations. Although we discern many worlds, ten sefirot and other names, but it all extends from Ein Sof, called the thought of creation. The names Sfira, singular of Sfirot, the names Sfira and world are because the abundance that pours out from Ein Sof descends through that Sfira and world. This means that since the lower ones cannot receive his bounty without preparation and correction, for the lower one to be able to receive, therefore corrections were made by which there is the ability to receive. This is called Sfirot. In other words, each sphira has its unique correction. Because of this, there are many discernments, but they are only with respect to the receivers, since when the lower one receives the abundance from Ein Sof, he receives through a special correction which adapts it to receive the abundance. This is the meaning of receiving through a special sphira. Although there are no changes whatsoever in the abundance itself. Now you will understand the matter of the prayer that we pray to the Creator, which is the light of Ein Sof, being the connection that the Creator has with the creatures, called his desire to the good to his creations. Even though there are many names with the aim of the prayer, the interpretation is that the abundance will pour out through the corrections in the names, since precisely through the corrections in the names will the abundance be in the hands of the receivers.
טוב, נו, נתחיל.
Okay, well, let's start.
בבקשה. Woman Mac.
Please, Woman Mac.
Здравствуйте, дорогой и любимый Рав.
Hello, dear beloved Rav, dear teacher. For example, in the 10, this situation happens. What does it mean we trusted in the reflected light in our relations in order to reveal the Creator?
If we have the correct relationship between us and from here the correct attitude to the Creator, then together we connect between us. Together we turn to the Creator.
Желаем получить от Творца для того, чтобы.
And this is called that we want to receive from the Creator in order to give him pleasure. And this is the way in which we act. This is called that as a result of our work, the light of the Creator is clothed in our intention towards him. And to that extent, we receive from him.
For example, in a certain situation, with a certain situation, just one friend disagrees with it. How does the whole 10 make a correction instead of her? Or to help her in other forms to carry out her correction, if possible?
Connect as much as you can together. Even if you are half a 10 or less, does not matter. Do it properly, and all the rest will follow. Okay.
Woman Peter.
Dear Rav, why the place of Klipot is called an empty space if there is also the upper light there which enlivens the Klipot?
No, that's not upper light. It's this very small light that is holding the existence of the Klipot. We correct them.
How do we rise from those Klipot into the middle third, free area?
We are rising by not wanting to use the desire of the Klipot, the shells, for our sake, as it's called. But we want to use it for the friends and the Creator.
How do we do it so it would be more for the sake of the greatness of the Creator rather than the harm that our desire to receive brings us?
This all turns out, if you think in a correct manner, then you will disconnect from your intentions toward yourself and connect all your intentions for the Creator towards the Creator.
What is the correction in the names?
Again?
The correction in the names.
In the names, it's a bit too early for us to know. We'll be soon.
Woman Ukraine 2.
Дорогой Рав, а мы должны прийти к тому, что мы.
Dear Rav, we need to reach seeing all of these 10 sefirot, just like I'm seeing you now. Yeah.
Очень четко.
No, no.
Very clearly.
Так что нечего сравнивать.
Clearly, you don't even see me that way. So there's no comparison.
On what level of a person's spiritual development does a person attain these sferot?
That happens gradually. It's revealed to him to the extent that he wants to be together with the friends and to be aimed towards the Creator, to aim all his thoughts and desires to the Creator.
But nonetheless, it does open up. A person can see at a certain level of spiritual development, he can somehow... Somehow, I don't know, direct this fruit?
To manage them.
To manage them, okay, thank you.
Woman Turkish Mone.
Woman 38.
Selam Rav, selam dostlarım. İki sorum var. Yaratıcı tüm yarattıklarına iyilik yapmak arzusuyla en yüksek alma arzusuna sahip. Dolayısıyla en yüksek egoist varlık olmuyor.
Is it correct to say that the creator has the biggest desire to receive and therefore is the highest egoistic being because of his desire to do good to all his creations?
No, the creator has a desire to bestow, to give, to love, and he has nothing of the will to receive.
Yaratıcı bu iyilikleri direkt yarattıklarına vermeyerek kendine kısıtlama getirmiş olmuyor mu? Todaraba.
So, if so, isn't the creator restricting himself by not giving the goodness directly to the creations?
The creator restricts himself because he doesn't want to harm us by shining upon us his complete light. It's impossible for us. We would not hold on. Therefore, he gives us a little bit of light, of his light, in order for us to slowly, gradually grow, as you do with a baby. You give him something to eat, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And that's only according to his ability to observe the food we give him. This is how it works.
Woman help too.
I had a question. Before the last paragraph, how do we pray correctly in the 10? So the good that is good, that we'll reach the true good that is good, and then so we don't always deviate in our prayers. I try to pray from all sorts of reasons myself with the 10, and I still don't feel that the prayer is direct. How do we pray correctly to reach that good that is good?
You want to connect together, and through each one wanting to give her friend to each and every of the friends, each one of the friends in the ten. Through that, you want to pass on this feeling to the Creator as well.
Also the feeling of sadness out of the pain that I have to really share it with the ten.
Very well. You want to show the Creator how much you love Him, how much you love His nature to bestow, and to direct yourself, to aim yourself only towards mutual bestowal to each and every one of the friends, and from the friends to the Creator.
Thank you.
Okay.
Turkey 10.
Women Turkey 10.
Selam sevgili Rab. Çalışma bize söylenenlerden, bize söylenmeyenler ise biz bu söylenmeyenler.
If in the study we need to discover what we're not told from what we are told, how do we come to hear what we are not told?
אם אתם
If you will relate nicely towards each other in the group, and from the group you will in the same manner relate the same manner to the Creator, then you will receive in your attitude between you and to the Creator this feeling of how the Creator is relating to you.
Woman Latin.
Gracias, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿a qué se refiere con los diferentes nombres en las intenciones de las plegarias? ¿Cómo van surgiendo estos
nombres? What does the article mean when it says there are a lot of names in the prayer? How are these things birthed?
Lo b'makom.
We will study this. It's now out of place.
Salam, Rav.
Salam.
Rav, eğer yola karşı idrakımız bize yeterli gelmiyorsa ve daha fazlasını arzuluyorsak, bu idrak arttırmak için daha fazla ne?
If we feel that our understanding of the spiritual path is not enough and we want more, what should we do?
I didn't understand, Romesa. Repeat, please.
If we feel that we don't understand the spiritual path enough and we want to understand it better, what should we do?
Also, turn to the Creator. To also turn to the Creator and ask that it will be clearer for us what is the connection between us.
Sibir. In Sibir. Слыха. Беседер.
So there's no Siberia. Okay, sorry.
Ита. Ита woman.
Woman Ита.
Sorry, Rav. Good morning, everyone. Buongiorno, Rav. Is true freedom always after the Tzimtzum? And is it always united with love, or it is a gift for effort?
Is true freedom always after is always after the Tzimtzum, and is it always united with love, or is it a gift for the effort?
It's both. Both by love and by the gift for the effort, the reward for the effort.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Kiev. Kiev. En. Beseder.
None. Okay.
Tbilisi.
Добрый день, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли.
Good day, dear Rav and World Kli.
У меня образовались две точки. Одна высокая.
Two points that developed. One, the greatness, importance of the Creator, and another one, the lowest one, is my despair in myself. And we could call it the recognition of evil. And you know, there's such a feeling that besides prayer, there's nothing left. What is that feeling? And where to go beyond that?
Пытайся поднять низшую точку до самой верхней.
From here, try to raise the lowest point to the highest point. More than that, I will not tell you anything. You need to think about it more.
Mark 25.
Mark
25. Reverend World Kli, thank you for the ability to ask. It says that each sphere has its own correction, and the goodness is passed through the correction. The abundance to come to us, all the spheres need to be corrected. Or do we receive the goodness from the spheres that are corrected and don't receive it from those that are not?
We are connected between us. We build our small vessel, our small connection, and into it we receive the light. And that's what we have. Meaning here, the group works towards the Creator. That's what we need to feel.
Дальше.
Next.
English one. Lyndon.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Just two quick questions, if I can. This phenomenal change from simple light to include everything. What is simple light?
Sibir. simple light.
Or that which occurred before the sin song.
Simple light is a light that comes to us according to our exertion, our effort, to the extent that we've prepared a vessel for it, which would be a vessel in order to bestow. The nature of the light is also in order to bestow, and then the light fills the vessel, kli. This is the realization of the connection between the vessel and the light.
Thank you. Second question is, it says that it gives us room for choosing to do good or bad. How do I know what that is? Because it's an ethical question, and it relates, it's subjective. Good and bad doesn't exist in terms of reality.
Good is called bestowal, love, all the qualities that we discover in the light, in the Creator, and evil is the opposite of that.
Woman's pain.
Buenos días, amigos. La pregunta es si la luz está siempre en constante cambio y si el cambio lo produce
el Creador
o nosotros con nuestra intención.
Constant changes? Is the change made by the Creator or us through the intentions?
The
light is in constant changes. Because its aim is to come closer to us as much as possible, to correct us, and then to fill us. We draw the light thanks to the prayer? Yes.
Muchas gracias, maestro.
Woman Mark 86.
Woman Mark 86.
In
text it says in the intentions of the prayers there's many names. What specific intention so that we can judge ourselves in the prayer and to really just hit the target, like we say? Or are these incorrect intentions bring us out to the true ones?
Yes, if you continue in such a manner, that's what is going to lead you forward.
Polish.
Добрый день, дорогой Раф. Тут написано,
it's written here that for this reason there are many such corrections that are through the receivers of the light. So each one needs to receive it individually according to his quality.
Yes.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой Кли. Скажите, пожалуйста, в конце статьи указывается.
In the end of the article, talks about the prayer as a connection to the Creator. What is special about that connection? Since we feel the connection with Him when we learn, when we unite, when we disseminate.
What your heart wants at each and every given moment, that is the prayer.
For
that, we always need to concentrate on that? Or is these separate efforts from the group and the intentions?
No, it could be at any moment, at any point, within the group, outside the group. The main thing is to try to be connected to the Creator as much as possible. But if it is through the group, then it's much stronger.
Hello, Rav Yakar. Shalom, Kli Yaromi. Rav Yakar, beden sürekli kendine istiyor. Nasıl kendine kısıtlama getirebilir?
But the body constantly wants for itself. So how can it restrict itself?
пашут,
how can it restrict itself? It's simple. He's among the friends and learns from them how they need to be, to what extent in the little desire to receive and in a big desire to bestow. That's it. Asia.
Thank you, dear Rav. Hello, Worldly. Love. How does that happen that the darkness doesn't cancel the light and the light doesn't cancel the darkness and they uphold each other?
It depends on a person. What is he drawn to? What does he want to reach?
On the one hand, you need to hold your lowliness. On the other hand, thank you, Rav.
What does he mean? What the Sefirot must be corrected? And
what does it mean that the Sefirot must be corrected? And who is correcting them? We are or the Creator?
The Creator corrects the Sefirot according to our desire, according to our request.
Chaderavan.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. I hope that I can explain myself clearly. After the restriction, there was made space for the worlds. There were any distance between the two spaces, an empty space and a vacant place. And after the restriction, the more that you draw his light, the vacant place grows, correct?
Well, let's move on.
But we'll say, let's say it grows on the expense of the empty space, or it has nothing to do with this?
No.
Okay, nothing to do with this. As the more we draw light and advance along the way, the empty space becomes a bigger open space for work, or does it become smaller?
The question is basically correct, but we can't open it up right now. As much as a person advances in spirituality, then his space
is
empty. The empty space becomes more and more of a place for the bestowal of the Creator. And in this way he grows.
Thank you, Rav.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот хотела спросить.
Hello, Rav. I would like to ask. We build a screen from the restriction. When we want to bestow upon the friends, we need to feel from it joy, because we feel the light and the greatness of the Creator, and joy from bestowing to friends happens after under the influence of the light.
Yes.
So can we ask in the 10 to constantly have light, and when we'll eventually be filled with it, then we will build the screen, or how does that happen?
No, this is not your matter. You don't determine this. You just ask for correction, to be closer to the friends, and to help them to get filled up with the light.
Lishma, you cannot ask all of us together.
Lishma?
Yes, because it's constantly, I don't know, maybe I am...
Ask, why not?
Woman, Moscow Fires.
Thank you. We'll try again.
Hello
everyone, hello teacher, each time there's a difficulty to ask you a question. The essence of the correction is to come closer to the Creator with the soul, to help Him be in an internal connection with us. Is there in the 10 translated, you not understand, sorry.
The less you'll think about yourself and more about the friends, the closer you'll be to the Creator.
Can I ask another question? What is names in the 10?
Names, it's afterwards. It's when you clearly discern the light and the vessels. Then these names will get clarified.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Rav. The revelation of the Sefirot in the 10 is revealing such and such qualities, correct?
Yeah.
These qualities that are revealed through the friends, are there the friends, or they pass through the friends?
Is the Creator working, of course?
If, for example, for a long time I've noticed that in one person there's certain qualities revealed, and in a different one, different qualities, so what should we do? Do we need to control it, or what do we need to do with it? Because eventually it turns out that the Creator nevertheless controls everything, and what is evil turns to good. So how to act when you see the qualities revealed?
You need to aspire to be good tools in the hands of the Creator.
That's it.
What is a good vessel next to the Creator?
Meaning that you want through you for Him to fill up the whole world with goodness.
Moscow 7, woman.
Hello, Rav, dear friends. The prayer, the request to the correction is from different states. Sometimes to ask, but this request for correction is as if either through connection or through annulment.
You're constantly not to pay attention to what's happening. You need to ask the Creator for closeness.
My question is, this request, it should be deep, more sometimes than others, but sometimes it's superficial. It's as if the quality of it is not so great.
It doesn't matter. Learn from a child how he asks. The main thing is to be a nagger.
Thank you, Rav. In the article, it says that the lower one cannot receive the abundance of the Creator without the preparation and correction. What kind of correction, what kind of preparation do we need?
What preparation do you need? To be in connection with each other and to be ready to receive everything from the Creator that He wants. Only for His sake. This is the whole preparation.
What kind of a preparation do we need for Pesach, Passover?
We still didn't start that. A few more days will start, will pass, and then we'll start that preparation.
Woman, English one.
Thank you.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Klee. Rav, if I place a restriction on myself with the intention to bestow, does that draw a correction?
אם אני עושה על עצמי צמצום עם הכוונה להשפיע, האם זה בעצם תיקון שאני עושה?
כן.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woman Mac 26.
Дорогой Рав, вот скажите, вот сокращение...
Dear Rav, the restriction we need from below to build it, to make it. And when I see that I cannot return the light for the abundance, so I see the Creator as if it's giving me blows for the reception. So it's as if that I need to do a restriction on it and to stop doing it. Would it bring me towards closer towards bestowal?
Yes, but it's better not to go into such questions, but just in a heartful way to adhere the quality of bestowal to the Creator.
Tell us, please, this restriction, does it need to be specifically consciously to do it within me from below upwards? Or nevertheless, we connect and we continue together and the light corrects us and it happens automatically.
Yes, you cannot depict the right path in front of you. You just do what you can.
Woman Mac 97.
Дорогой учитель, а вот как происходит формирование сферот при первом распространении света? Ведь только Малхут законченное желание получает.
How does the sferot build with the expansion of the light? Because over there there's also division into sferot. Does it connect with the Malchut, the moving away from the light, or not?
It's connected only to Malchut.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой Кли. У нас такой вопрос.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. In the article it's written that if there was no restriction, then the whole world would have been in simple light. What is simple light and how does it affect us?
Nefesh.
And the light, it's the light of Nefesh. That's the simple light.
Ukraine,
thank you very much. Woman.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос подруги. Слышно меня?
Да.
Question from a friend. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What does it mean that Ensof can restrict itself for our sake? How is it possible?
That's not your matter, but from above, this is how it happens for you to be able to receive.
She continues, the restriction of the Creator, is it the light or the vessel? We said the light does not change.
The light also changes. The vessel changes it.
What happens with the restriction of the Creator when Malchut restricts itself?
We cannot talk about the Creator with regard to the restriction. You didn't hear what I said beforehand.
Dear teacher, at the beginning of the lesson you said that it would have been good if we would already understand how to read the article and to do these breaks, what Oren asked, and how to become independent and not depending on the Rav, and how to find the internal Rav.
Get advice from your friends and what you'll find will be correct.
Woman Mac 48.
Добрый день. Спасибо большое, дорогой Рав. Вот в статье говорится о ступенях постижения.
Thank you, dear Rav. In the article it talks about the degrees of attainment and later on the revelation or the discovery of the names of the Creator, does that happen simultaneously?
Yeah.
And in graduations?
Yeah.
Hello and hello to the world, Kli. What is the difference between a regular correction and a special correction, what it says in the article? Is it a private correction and a correction in the tent?
Ken.
Yes.
Thank you.
Woman Max Lushim.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли.
Hello, dear Rav.
В Сефин Большого пишет, нет, не получает высшее благо из бесконечности.
In the article, Basuram writes, the lower one receives the abundance from Ensof thanks to a correction. What kind of a correction does the article talks about? And what kind of work in the ten we need to do in order to receive this correction?
In the ten, you continue the correction of the relations between you to such an extent until you lose the individuality of each one, and instead of you, you feel just a commonality, as common part of the group.
No.
Can I ask another question?
Well,
in the beginning of the article it says that only in Malchut there are all the worlds that need correction. So, ten sefirot of Malchut, are they Olam Kadmon and Atzilut?
No. It's not so simple. We'll still learn it.
Woman,
have some patience.
A question from a friend, Maria.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend, Maria. How do we connect with those particular divine sefirot through prayer that invokes one of the names?
Ken.
Yes.
Woman, Carmiel.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. We have a question from the ten. And the question is, out of the efforts and intentions for connection between us, does the order of the sefirot from below upwards, are these the order of correction? Is that the way to reveal the Creator?
Yes, start to do it, and then you reveal how the Creator gets revealed.
Hello, Rav, sorry about the noise. There is this difference between an evening, a noon lesson and a night lesson. In a night lesson, I think she means morning lesson. In the morning lesson, you feel as if you're sitting with someone and you're working with him. My question is, if we are in the noon lesson, do we feel in front of you as a vessel?
Yeah. That's how I feel it. Yeah.
And in essence, when we do a preparation before the lesson, in our prayers, that we do want to bring the vessel to the work. Sorry. It's what we, in a place where there is no burning prayer or no burning discernment, it's enough to just bring the vessel to the work?
It's enough.
Woman,
thank you very much.
Hello. Раф, здравствуйте. Мне понятно, что первое, что я могу дать.
Hello, Rav. It's clear to me that the first thing that I can give the friends is the prayer. And I also understand how I can take care of them in the corporeal world. But there is a feeling that I have nothing to give them. So what can I give them?
That you want to be with them together.
Selam Rav.
Okay.
Rav, bir süredir içimde bir sıkıntı var.
Hello Rav. I feel a discomfort inside me. I'm in good terms with the friends. I'm doing dissemination with my group. Everything's going well, but it seems like these aren't enough for me. Can you please explain this internal discomfort?
Continue all the time, and this feeling will pass. It's not seen on you that you feel that you don't feel good and that it's pressuring you. And actually, the opposite, the connection with the friends, it suits you.
Woman Spain.
Muchas gracias, maestro. La conexión.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Es el motor de la construcción.
Is the connection in the ten, or in general the entire tens, is that the engine to build the first Adam Rishon?
Again?
Is the connection in the ten, or in all the tens, is the engine to build the first Adam Rishon?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, I feel that this is an immense article, that in it there's a very big light hidden. And I don't even understand a word of what's written here. So how you once told that you read certain texts for 200 times, and that was the correct work. How do you recommend to work with this article? Because this is a completely egoistic desire.
Read it 20 times. Read it 20 times, and tomorrow we'll talk about it.
All this article it gives me a big impression, because it feels as if the complete body of a woman, and with the desire and the open space is like a womb. And when he says that the expansion of the simple light is like outside the woman, and when he says about the building of the vessel, it's like a womb within a woman, that she can bring life. I don't know exactly how to ask it, but it reminded me that we studied with Barak Sulam when he said that the advantage of the man over the beast is that inside the man there is an organ that's willing to gather all the creations. So I'm not sure how to ask this question.
So the question on the list is what?
Sorry, I don't know how to ask it.
I wish you all the best for the Creator to illuminate. To you.
Good afternoon. He said now that our path to work correctly and to reach the point of bestowal is to consider my friends as more valuable than my own desires and thoughts. A week ago, a 10 from Africa said that they have a very strong desire to be connected with us, but their connection keeps on dropping and they raised a really big deficiency. So can we, all of Mebaruch, in a very big incorporation between us, can we raise a prayer for them that above all the disturbances, in essence, everybody who yearns to be connected through our prayers?
Woman,
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Дорогой Раф, мировой Кли, спасибо большое за возможность задать вопрос. Вот такой вопрос. В первом случае...
Thank you for the opportunity. The first discernment is the emptiness. There is a desire that cannot be corrected until the end of correction. And it turns out that we freeze or hold these desires. And in the second discernment, we have a freedom of choice. These are desires that we can correct to the place of correction. The question is, how do we differentiate between what we can correct and what we cannot correct? And what we need to say, this is how it is, and what we need to say, this is we have to correct.
Start with the weakest desires, and then more and more and more, it's like a ladder going upwards.
So the Creator will tell us?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. A friend wanted to ask, what is the difference between the restriction and the action of giving up and annulment?
It's almost impossible to differentiate between them, but the question is, in the result, in the concession, I afterwards use something in exchange for that, whereas in a restriction, I don't use at all what I restricted.
Woman, Mark 102. Angela, Veseder.
No question, okay.
Siberia.
Да, есть ли один основной вопрос для выяснения, который был бы постоянным и нас направлял бы на большее привлечение света?
Is there a question that we can discern it in a permanent manner that you can aim us towards the light?
In what way can I be closer to the Creator?
In the morning lesson you said that it's better if we discern together. Meaning, if we don't have a yearning to pray, can we stop and discern together?
Yes.
Мне вопрос, что мне делать, если...
What should I do if I don't have a 10 and I'm in a general group and I don't understand how to move forward? What am I lacking?
Participate together with those that are moving forward. That's it. Incorporate into them.
Я вас плохо слышу.
I don't hear you so well. You have a very bad connection.
Woman Latin.
No, thank you.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigos. Una pregunta de una amiga.
Good afternoon, Rab and friends. A question from a friend.
¿Podemos percibir la abundancia en la corporalidad? ¿Qué es la abundancia?
We can distinguish the abundance between spirituality and corporeality, but how do we discern between that?
The abundance in spirituality is the same abundance that fills up all of the vessels in the spiritual vessel. It's called the spiritual abundance. I'm saying goodbye to everyone and until tomorrow, and thank you, Oren.
Thank you to the Rav, thank you everyone. Continuation of our broadcast for today. At 5:30 p.m. we're reading from the study of Tensefirot. At 7:30 p.m. we're reading from the Zohar. Let's finish with the song.